Jason Derulo and Adam Levine with Lifestyle.
On the drive on Algo FM this afternoon, it's been New Music Friday. We heard the new one on the Friday Music Club from
Diverse Dritty.
We heard the big international release that dropped today.
And that's Pink and Rag and Bone Man.
You've got to have a look at that tune. It is going to do big things around the world. It's called Anywhere Away From Here. But we're not finished bringing you the brand new music. In between, we've had some fresh tracks as well. Another one dropping in Algoa country for the first time on Algoa FM today is happening right now. But we're not just dropping the tune.
No.
We're talking to the man behind it. He's somewhat of a mixed mogul himself. He's got a fashion line. He's got a charity foundation. He's a singer, songwriter, performer. You know him. He's done great work across Algoa country in terms of climbing the charts. He's gone out for a little bit this afternoon, but we managed to rope him with a phone call at the waterfront in Cape Town. Jared Ricketts, how's Cape Town looking today?
Hey guys, listen, it's a beautiful day. The sun is out, but I'm not here for the weather. What time of the year? Excited I am to be chatting to you guys. It's been so long.
Well, look, you know, we've got it's sunny with a chance of a new hit. That's what I think the weather report should be. You've got a new track that you've just dropped. Tell us about the track and how it came about, because this is kind of flowed out of your working relationship with your Sama nominated album.
Yes, so I'm working with Mr. Miller, produced my Sama-nominated album, and we were separate because of, all the levels rising with the pandemic, and so we worked separately on a couple of concepts, and we came across this beat, and I got to go into studio again when levels lifted, and I got to do the final vocals on the track. It was so much fun just to be creative again and to get into that space of just, you know, being inspired. I think the lockdown was a difficult time for so many of us, especially artists. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy that what was born out of the time was a fun, uplifting song with a positive message for everybody to enjoy it.
And the great thing is it's so fresh. It's post-lockdown. You know, we've been interviewing a lot of people who worked remotely during those months of lockdown. It was a bad time for performance, obviously, but a great time for collaboration. It was a bad time for getting together in studio, but a great time for sending things online and so forth. So you did a little bit of both and then got into the studio post-lockdown. It's that fresh. One thing about it that's also fresh is it's a new approach for you. There's a lot of these sort of vocalizations. Whose voices are those? Or are they kind of halves, synthesized, these these voices that are
that's amazing.
Where'd they come from?
Thank you. So that's actually Mr. Malum's voice. I convinced him to get a bit of a vocal feature in my song. What happened was that we had this great idea with this bass line, but we couldn't find the right instrument. So I said, look, sing it over the microphone, we'll find the instrument eventually and play it in. But when we got to the end of the production, we said, actually, we like the way this feels, because it speaks to stripping music down to the core, and exactly just where we find ourselves with lockdown is just using your creativity, doing things differently. And I think that's what the song represented for us, was just thinking outside of the box and not being afraid to push boundaries when it comes to sound. You know, so I did different kinds of backing vocals there. He was doing the bass, and we took sounds from various samples that we found online and just created something fun. And the cool thing about the song, it was like literally written in 10 minutes. And it was not planned. You know, we went into studio and we just sat down and we went, how do we feel? And how do we want to feel? How do we want to make people feel?
Yes.
We want people to be excited about life. And as I said, to think differently and to throw caution to the wind and just do everything they wanted to do. And I hope that the song inspires people to do that.
And is the celebration once they have done it. Now, we're going to get to the song in a moment. I'm going to take a little detour. You also diversified. The big word everywhere is pivot.
Yes. You've
got to take your business that existed before COVID, and you've got to pivot it into something that can exist now. And you did that with your creativity.
Yeah, and you not only, you looked amazing, first of all, on your wedding day. I just wanted to say,
you're always fashionable.
And the misses look just as stunning. But you also created a clothing line. Tell us about that.
Correct. So I'm very excited about it. I started a brand called Testimony, which did really well during lockdown. And I'm excited to say that we are dropping the next item in May, which is very cool for me. And my wife and I are also collaborating on a couple of new brands that we're starting off. She is designing dresses, and I'm doing home wear and lifestyle gear. So we're looking forward to seeing how we can take this platform that we have and just create some functional, beautiful things that people can enjoy.
Jared Ricketts, a creative business entrepreneur, creative collaborator, and the latest track to drop on Algo FM today about the contents of the tune. It's called Mama, I Made It.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite moments that I've been seeing all around Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. I think it's the ultimate thing to say when you've achieved, you know, and in writing the song, it was really painting a picture to, especially our youth who are writing exams, you know, this difficult time of their whole lives being turned upside down, kids are learning online, and in fact, anybody else who feels like, you know, life has completely changed, to persevere, to keep going. And in the song, I say, soon you will be singing, Mama, I Made It. I just wanted to create this song as inspiration to tell you, you know, you're almost at the finish line. Don't give up. You're going to stand there in all your glory, and you are going to be singing.
The brand new track. Yep. Thank you so much, Jared Ricketts, live from Cape Town to you. His brand new track, Mama, I Made It. All the best, Jared. May you continue to make it from here on out. I've been waiting for this perfect moment. I'm contemplating.